Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I don't want you to miss out on what he's doing. Too many good and wonderful people have missed out on God's very best. He's provided things in the Word to bless us in this difficult life that we live. Now, it's not difficult because of God. God loves us. The difficulty you face comes from the enemy. I once asked the Lord, did he send problems to help people grow? And he said, problems come from Satan, lack of knowledge, and other people's lack of knowledge. And if you're honest, you can go back and think about it and trace all your problems back to a root cause. But the Word of God gives you the information you need to nourish your life, to build your life. Remember, salvation comes to us in seed form. We receive the Word in our heart. Somebody told us about Jesus. They told us that he died for us over 2,000 years ago, and his blood washed away our sin. He rose to justify us, and he gave us power to become the sons and daughters of God. And it may not have made sense to your mind, but it made sense to your spirit. And when people mix faith with that word, the Holy Spirit comes along and helps us understand it. And one day, that seed grew in us, and it was watered by others. And pastors told us the gospel. And evangelists and people witnessed to it. We saw people live the life of God, and then the Holy Spirit was working with us. And we believed from the heart. Now, salvation only works when you believe from the heart. And then you're the sons and daughters of God. And from there, we receive the Word of God, and it will do the same thing in every category of life. And when people know God, they are a threat to the enemy. And Satan is actually afraid of them. It's a long story how I learned that. But it's a good one. But the thing is to stay in the love of God. That's the key. And most people will. But while we're trying to serve God and learn his ways, the enemy is trying to breed in interference. Suggestions of the world, suggestions of lust, pride, and greed, and it hinders us. And it introduces us to problems. The Word of God calls his attacks fiery darts. They are suggestions and temptations to derail us, change our focus, and look away from the Lord. But the Word of God strengthens us, and sin hardens us against God, taught by John in 1 John chapter 1 and 2. Now, I have with me here today a wonderful man of God, Pastor Lamonte Taylor. And he's right here in your own hometown. If you live in the Bessemer area, that God has a good ministry right here. And it's able to be a blessing to you and your family. If you want your children to go forward in the Lord and miss out on the misery of life, take them to church. A good one. Now remember, a good church is like finding a good spouse. Amen. Most people grow up in a family, but it's a blessing from God when you grow up in a good home where people love you. And it makes a world of difference. Now, my children grew up in a good church as well, and they were introduced to the move of God, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I would teach them at home, and little Jim, he would teach the youth back when they were younger, and they'd come to church and hear the same word that I gave them at home, and Jim didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know what he was going to do. And it's a blessing to see all three of your children look at you at the same time because they knew that God did it. And they were around healing. They used to healing. When they get sick, my son, he came on Wednesday night. He had terrible stomach pains. And Pastor had a word that somebody had stomach pains and laid hands on him, and it went away the same day. And when he called me and told me about it, he was rejoicing. Amen. That's priceless. Amen. And that's the God we know. That's what we enjoy. We want you to know what we know. Amen. We want you to know what we find out about. And the church is Living Word Christian Center. It's right here on 15th Street. If you come up from Bessemer, 15th Street, the address is 2606 15th Street Road, Hewittown, Alabama. And the zip is 35023. Now, the very next voice you're going to hear is Pastor Lamonte Taylor. And I'm going to give you his phone number now and before the end of the broadcast. Living Word Christian Center, the phone number is 205-701-5922. That's 205-701-5922. Now, Pastor Taylor, share what the Lord put on your heart. You're a blessing. When I came, I was blessed thoroughly. We've had conversations, and I've been very blessed. You're a mighty man of God, and I just want people to know
what
God is doing.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Amen. Yes, well, one of the things that the Lord has really placed on my heart is the importance of the Word of God. We're living in a day where people are doing their own thing. In fact, in the book of Judges, it says that people did that which was right in their own eyesight. Mm-hmm. And we're definitely living in that day. Mm-hmm. But I have really been looking at the Word of God and going over things in the Word of God. And I see that we need to put the Word of God in this proper place in our lives. Mm-hmm. And whether that's by reading the Word of God, rejoicing in the Word of God, meditating in the Word of God, we need to come back to the things of God and what God has already said in the 66 books. Yeah. Now, I always say this. Don't try to tell me what God is saying into your heart if you cannot tell me what God has already said in His Word.
Yeah.
Because generally, the rule is this. If God ever speaks to your heart, a word is going to agree with the word that He's already written.
Amen.
He also already said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle shall ever pass away from His word.
Yeah.
So I'm coming to you today about the importance of the Word of God. Now, what's funny about this is that God's word is likened to several things in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the Scripture, you'll find out that He likens the reading of the Word of the Scriptures to a mirror.
Yeah.
And I think that that's very, very unique and pertinent to the lives that we're living today. Because if you look at it as a mirror, what God is telling you is that when you read the Word, you're not going to see other people.
Right.
If you read the Word, you should see yourself.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of times, you know, it could be a spousal, domestic situation where the husband is out of sync with the wife or the wife is out of sync, and you'll try to find somebody else in the Word of God. Apparently, what the Word of God is telling me from that scripture is that when I look into the Word of God, I'm not going to see my spouse.
No.
I'm going to see me.
Yeah.
So whenever I look into the Word of God, God is going to show me me.
Yeah.
And not only that, I mean, you have another analogy of the Word of God. He likens it to fire.
Yeah.
And fire is something that really can burn your heart. I remember on the road to the Emmaus encounter where the Bible tells us that did not our heart burn within as He spoke us to us on the way.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things that I really like about the Word of God, and Jesus used this analogy over and over again, and I think that sometimes we need to come back to it, is that God also likens the Word of God to seed.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but seed is not impressive to me.
Uh-huh.
And He's telling me something about that, that a lot of times, and this may be the reason why a lot of people don't read the Word of God or don't rejoice at the Word of God, because seed is not an impressive thing. We used to have a store here in Bessemer, Alabama, downtown Bessemer, called J.C. Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nothing but a seed store, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you would walk in and he would have all types of seeds. But one thing that I noticed even as a child growing up, that the seed in that bin never did produce anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was only when you put that seed in the right soil did it produce.
That's when it worked. Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go ahead and let you take that up. Go ahead.
A lot of times people look at what people are doing against them and they get upset, they get in strife. But that's just, if people had the Word of God, they'd also grow in the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be the blessing you wish they were.
Amen.
Until we all receive the Word of God, it's very hard for anybody, and I mean anybody, even it's hard for me to do what's right. But when I receive God's Word, I have a love for God and a renewed love for man, and now I can be a blessing.
Amen.
Now watch this. When you receive the Word of God, and let's say when other people are receiving the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
because you receive the word of God, you can receive them better. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people can grow in the Lord and they can do you right. They can do favorable things, but you can't appreciate it because you didn't grow in the love of God.
That's true.
And how many people, they've left a good spouse and then they did whatever they did. Now they're divorced. And then now they're living with deep regrets because they know that they ruined the relationship.
You know, the Bible talks in the book of Nehemiah about how Nehemiah repaired not only the walls, but the gates.
Yeah.
Now, one of the gates was called the water gate, and we liken the water, which is another analogy to the word of God, because we're cleansed by the washing of the word, which he calls the water in Scripture. One of the things that I find out about Nehemiah when he does this is very pertinent, is that he stands at the water gate, and he tells Ezra, go get the book. They bring the book, then the Bible says that he opens the book, he reads the book, and the people stood up while he read the book.
Yeah.
Now, there has to be a respect for the Word of God.
Yes.
And if you ever lose your respect, what you're referring to about spouses, and it could be a domestic situation, children, finances, it could be even relationships. Mm-hmm. If you ever lose your respect for the Word of God, things start going downhill quick. In fact, that's why Israel went into captivity so many times, is because they lost their respect for what God had already said in His Word. We can become so familiar with the things, and we think that we know, but this is what I find out about the Word of God. It's inexhaustible.
Right.
I can take a scripture right now, and it could be the simplest scripture ever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I can come to that scripture 3 years later and find something different out of that one verse.
Yeah.
God's word is inexhaustible. But back to the subject of Nehemiah, this is one thing that I find out, that even after he had that wonderful conference or that wonderful revival that he did in Nehemiah chapter 7, if you follow the book of Nehemiah, the people went back to their old ways.
Yep.
So it's important that we keep the word of God in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the scriptures tells us, even in Joshua, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
That's right.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. Now, what is the purpose of me meditating in the word of God? Mm-hmm. It's not so that I can get more knowledge. And a lot of times people treat the word of God just to become knowledgeable.
No,
the point of the word of God is that you and I would be able to do what he says in his word. So meditation is really the key. So, and I want to just encourage you. If you're having, and let's just call out a relationship problem, don't remember, if you're a man, don't remember her part. The Bible says you ought to respect your husband. The Bible tells, no, that's not going to work. You have to look in the mirror and do your part.
Yeah.
And your part is to look into the mirror and say, husband, love your wives. Husband, love your wife. Husband, love your wife. Because what the word of God, it will transform the situation, but you're going to find out that most of the time it's going to transform you first before it transfer anything else.
The Lord always did that. I used to want to know how to solve a situation. But in the world, they want to solve it from the outside. But Lord solves it from the inside out.
Yes.
And the word of God helps you do it.
Amen.
Now, Pastor Taylor is telling the truth. He's a blessing. Sometimes we need to hear the word of God. It's not just, we don't just read it for knowledge. It nourishes our heart. It gives us stability. Mm-hmm. The ability to love others. Continually reading the same scripture will feed your heart and give you the desire, the will, the love, everything you need to make the difference. And sometimes you just, in this world, you're just going to have to be the bigger man.
Amen.
And it's a blessing. Now, I want to give this information again before the close of the radio portion. Now, these broadcasts are 30 minutes long on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. This whole broadcast is on there in real time. So, and you're going to want to go there because you're really going to want to hear what's next. Now, remember, the Living Word Christian Center, the address is 2606 15th Street Road. And it starts in Bessemer and it ends in Hewittown. It's 2606 15th Street Road, Hewittown, Alabama, 35023. The number here is 205-701-5922. And Pastor Lamonte Taylor, whom you've just been enjoying, is the pastor here, and he's a blessing. Now, the Lord said in Jeremiah chapter 14, or just 14 and 15, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." And that's what we all need. We all need pastors that will feed us with knowledge. The Lord called me to be an apostle, but everybody needs a pastor. Everybody, the prophets are subject to the prophets. And one way I don't want to ever get, sometimes ministries go on a tangent. Mm-hmm. Whenever the Lord introduces something to me that's new to me, He confirms it through other men and women of God.
Amen.
And I can't count the times the Lord told me something hard. I just hold it in my heart in faith. As long as I'm in faith, the Lord always confirms it. And my pastor will say something I need. I know the difference. I know what it's like to live alone, try to live out of your mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the Lord put, he said he gave pastors out to his own heart. And he said, "I will give you pastors according to my heart." Now, if that happens, the Lord has somebody to help you. We all need, all right, let's look at it this way. Some people say, "Well, I don't need no help. I'm a man. I can do this." All right, there's an ancient devil out there. There used to be an angel that know God's word and how to twist it.
Amen.
And while you're trying to Amen. Build your life and your family, he's trying to tear mm-hmm. it all down.
Mm-hmm.
And people wonder, you can do everything right, and the enemy will work against your children in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Give them bad information through others that you don't even, and you're not clued in about it. And by the time you find out, somebody's already hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You got court costs now. You got problems you didn't have to have. But I watched people for years. Families that go to church and learn and don't run the church down and don't talk about the past, don't start strife fires.
Yes, yes.
I worked at people's houses on their cars. Mm-hmm. I heard conversations while they're sitting on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, the people who did the best, the happiest people, they loved God, they took their family to church, and they raised them in church. And their parents and their children didn't give them any trouble. They went and finished college. They got married. They were able to go on cruises. They didn't have to refinance the house and get them out of jail. They didn't have all these
right.
turmoil problems.
Right. Right.
But you're going to have to believe God. If you can take God at his word, you're going to live better.
Sure.
And the Lord got people in place right here in your own backyard. You know, Brother Taylor, I look at Jeremiah chapter 3, and it mirrors today's standards. You know, the Lord was trying to get people to come back to him.
Right.
Of their own free will.
Right.
Not out of coercion, not with the fear of hell, but because they love him. And hell is a factor. It wouldn't have been good if God didn't warn us of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants you to follow him because you love him. You're just going to have faith in him. If you can have faith in his word, you can miss out on every misery here and hell itself.
You know, this is amazing about the loving kindness of our loving Savior. Even in the Old Testament, God shows himself as a loving God. If you don't believe that, just read the book of Hosea, mm-hmm. how that That's right. he told Hosea to go and marry a woman of ill repute. And he went ahead and married a woman of ill repute. But mm-hmm. one of the things that happened in that story, if you mm-hmm. follow it, is that he had to go back and redeem Gomer once again. And God is really telling us that I don't care how many times you fall,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be there to pick you right back up again.
Yeah.
And see, that's the type of God that we serve. But how will we know it unless we go to the Word of God?
Yeah.
We're dealing here today with an issue where some people say that the pulpit is not preaching anything relatable. And I hear that a lot of times, is that mm-hmm. sometimes the message is not relatable to the people. But I really do see out of scriptures, and the more I'm reading, is that any time a word of God is given. Mm-hmm. It's a good word, whether it's for right now or for your future.
Right.
If you invest money in a savings account or 401k, stock, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. you're not investing for right now, but you're investing for the future.
Yeah.
So the Word of God is always applicable to what you're going through, and it's always applicable to your life. Yeah. I like to say it this way. A lot of times when you talk to the Master, and the Master talks to you, and he speaks to you, first of all, through the Word of God, we have 66 books that's mm-hmm. really good enough for all faith and practice. We call it Sola Scripture. Mm-hmm. And according to this rule is that when you watch the Master in Scripture, he deals with things, but sometimes he deals with them in a way that you think that he's not dealing with it. Let me give you an example. The rich young ruler came to him, and he said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, well, what does the commandment say? He repeated some of the commandments, and he said, well, all of these I've kept from my youth up. He said, but one thing you do lack. And he starts dealing with him with riches. Now notice the master is dealing with him with riches, but at the same time, the question is, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Now you may not see a connection there, mm-hmm. but when Jesus looks at the heart, mm-hmm. he sees the very thing that's keeping you out of the kingdom of God. So a lot of times, you know, a word of God can come forth and it may be dealing with another subject. That's not to say that the subject is not relative to where you are right now. If it's not speaking to you right now, I guarantee you, my friend, that word will be relatable to you in your future.
That's right.
So you have to be a wise steward, yep. that store the Word of God and say, look, it may not be something that I need right now, but if I don't need it, somebody around me need this word.
Right.
And if I don't need it right now, then let me go a little bit further down the road, and it's going to be a word that God prepared you
right.
for, and you didn't even realize it.
Yep.
Another situation, and I think me and Brother Hamby, we talked about this. Even if you look at the story of Nicodemus, how Nick came to him at night,
yep.
he said, Master, we know that you are one that comes from God, for no one can do the things that you do except God be with him.
Yeah.
Notice how Jesus takes over the conversation. Mm-hmm. He leads him down a different path. Unless a man is born again.
Yeah.
See, Jesus talks to the heart.
Yeah,
now you can. He deals with the things of the heart, and I think we're living in a day where we want more of behavioral preaching. We want more of behavioral teaching, mm-hmm. but Jesus is still looking and saying, "What's going on in your heart?"
Yeah.
Even we know that faith is of the heart.
Yeah.
You got to deal with the heart issue first. The scripture says that out of the heart flows the very issues of life.
That's right.
So we can talk about behavioral problem, but I just want to throw it out here, and I think you said it best. Divorce is not really something on the outside. Divorce happens on the inside first.
It does. Yeah.
And I think we need to see this, that a lot of problems that we have are not just behavioral problem. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of behavioral preaching, but Jesus said, I came to give you life. In life more abundant. My words, they are spirit in life. Yeah. So when he speak, he's going to speak directly to your heart.
Yeah, and that's right. See, the thing about sin, it changes your perception.
Mm-hmm.
It will cause you to be the enemy of God over time, not all at once. It's subtle, just like the serpent who first spoke. Did God really say?
Come on.
that you would die.
And then he
just told a lie. It was so subtle. It looked mm-hmm. good. And remember, the things of the devil look good on paper. It's just got fine print that you can't see.
Well,
it's got things you can't judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's going to turn out wrong. It's going to change you. You know, John said that it will cause us to be the enemy of God. And I read that and looked over it, and then the Lord brought me back to it. Because I would wonder, why don't people, with the word that's been preached for over the years, people should be further along. But the thing is, staying in the love of God is the key.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us to go forward and not backwards. And the Lord loves us. He's not trying to take anything from us. He's trying to bring blessings to us.
Mm-hmm.
And as we go forward in Him, we will have an appetite for the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, sin is such a distraction that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I'm going to read the first four verses. This will give you a word picture of what's going on around you and what the enemy is trying to do against you. Verse 1, this is 1 Timothy chapter 4. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, the quick of the living, the dead of those who have already died, at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now watch verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now this didn't happen so much in the days of Paul and Peter and the rest of the apostles, because they were witnesses of Jesus' ascension and people respected their words. But the false teachers came later on and people desired it. And it said the time will come they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, when they see the light, when they see people live the love of God, sincerity attracts sincerity. Even people that have not heard the word and doing awful things right now. Some people have what I call a salvageable heart. And if they see the light, they're coming. They're going to come out of darkness.
Right, right.
And in verse 4 says, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned to turn unto fables. That's why false teaching has gotten as far as it did. But you know, the Lord wants to turn the tide. He wants you to know Him, have a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Just like Brother Taylor was saying, receive the Word of God in your heart. Fill your heart with the Word of God.
Amen.
And then the Holy Spirit has something to relate to you with.
Amen.
And that's when he's going to start guiding you. Now, he's got to come back in a few days. I mean, I don't know the day or the hour. And I really don't want, I want to just work till the day he comes. And I believe it's going to be soon. Because in November, he said, tell my people my return is imminent.
Right.
Imminent means any day now, any hour now, right. any second now. He said, tell them my return is imminent. And to be ready that they be not left. And it's been a long time since I heard a statement like that. And it reminded me of back in the 80s when people used to preach that. But then I heard the Lord say, and I sat up in my bed that morning when he gave that to me. But now he loves people. He loves you. He loves me. And we have to fall in line with the Word of God.
Amen.
And we need to hear the Word. And there are many good pastors out there that just love God and they are grieved by the condition that they see God's people in.
You know, one of the first scriptures that you read, it dealt with that how God said, and I will give you pastors after my own heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, right, right. And I think about that scripture a lot, especially when I have to go into the pulpit.
Yeah.
And I like what he says. He said, I will give you pastors after my own heart, meaning that we need to be preaching and teaching what the Lord Jesus Christ has already said in the book. But he says they are going to feed you. Now, notice what he says there, and this is something that I often have to deal with. Notice he says they shall feed you. Now, that's the same thing that Paul told the elders at Ephesus. Feed the flock of God over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers.
Yeah.
For I know that after I leave, many grievous wolves shall come in, not sparing the flock.
Yeah.
So the job of the pastor, according to the scripture, is to feed the flock.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add this, not fleece the flock.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say that, okay? We as preachers, we have to stand on the authority of what God has already said and preach, not make-believe, not hearsay, not something that someone else said, but we must learn how to preach what Paul told Timothy. He says, look, I charge you, and I like that because that's another passage of scripture that I think about a lot of times when I'm preaching. Mm-hmm. He says, I charge you in the sight of God, meaning that whether you know it or not, God is looking at this thing. Mm-hmm. God is looking at you while you're preaching.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's tearing the roof off the church. You know, I'm just giving a imagery here.
Yeah.
He tears, not that he has to, but he tears the roof off the church. And he says, look, I charge you in the sight of God, who shall judge. Now notice here, he's telling the preacher that God is going to judge some things.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to judge those things that are living, those that are living, and those that are dead.
Mm-hmm.
He says, preach the word. Mm-hmm. Not Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
Not the latest opinion of man.
Yeah.
Stay with the word. And I say that because we're living in a culture now mm-hmm. that is clashing up against the word of God.
Yeah.
People, they're getting away, and if we don't watch it, we're getting away from what God has said, and we're inserting our own interpretation and our own personal opinion. Well, I'm going to just show you one way that you can find out whether you're properly fed or not. And this is something that you can judge yourself by mm-hmm. in your spiritual life. Now, in the natural, if I was, let's say, sick, one of the things that may happen is that I may lose my appetite. And I may not want to eat.
Yeah.
But if I'm healthy, I'm going to want something to eat.
Right. Man.
It's the same in the spiritual realm that if